Siman Pei Tes begins a new section, Hilchas Tefillah, the Halachas of Shmona Esrei, Hilchas Tefillah Uzmana. Specifically, Siman Pei Tes refers to the Halachas of Davening Shmona Esrei in the morning and the proper time for that Tefillah. Se'if Aleph, Siman Tefillah Sashachar Mitzvosu Sheyaskel Im Hanetzachamo. The best time to daven Shacharis Shmona Esrei is as the sun rises. Kiddushiv, as the pasuk says, Yiru'ucho im shemesh. As the sun comes up, that's when those who fear Kaddish Baruch Hu will daven Hashem. Ve'im hispalo mishal amud hashachar ve'heyer pnei hamizrach yatsa. If a person davened before sunrise, he davened when the day dawned and the eastern sky brightens, he'll be yotze. That's good enough. Ve'nimshich zmano at sof arba shaos. The time to daven will continue after sunrise for 4 hours, till the end of 4 hours, shehu shlish hayom, which refers to a third of the day. So these 4 hours are not 60-minute hours. These are shos manios, one-third of the day. Vim tov, if he made a mistake in the clock, o avar v'ispal achar b'shos achatzos, or he knew, but he didn't daven before the zman, and he davens after a third of the day, up until midday, even though he does not get the reward of someone who davens in the proper time, there is a reward for davening. It's still davening. The Ramah adds, after midday, it's forbidden to daven shachris anymore. But ayin kamon rei simin kuf ches. Look later on in the beginning of simin kuf ches. Mishnah Berurah sif katan aleph im hanetz. The best time to daven shmona esrei shachris is with the sunrise. He hasho'o shachama mascheles lizroyach peroshi horim. That's the time when the sun begins to shine on the mountaintops. It is proper and fitting to be careful with the sechatchila even during the period when we say slichas. And in the winter, when people get up early and they come to shul very early before the day starts, they should wait to daven shmona esrei until the sunrise, like mentioned before in Siman Nun Ches. But if someone gets up early because he's going on a trip, okay, Gavner, any other situation like this, Sha'ar Dechak, V'oynis, any other case of necessity or situations beyond his control, the Mutul Lahakdim, he'd be allowed to daven before the sunrise. Okay, the Kamam B'Sivches, as is described later in Sivches. Al Kolpolim Yamtinu Milavarach Al Tfilin. But in any event, you have to wait to make a bracha on tefillin until the time when he would be able to recognize someone he knows a little bit, an acquaintance, at a distance of 4 amos. Because before this man mishayakir, osur levarich alehem. It is forbidden to take a bracha on tefillin. We learned this before in Siman Lamed. Pimigodim writes in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet in Halachas of Yontif, in Halachas of Shavuos. The Bechag HaShavuos Shnei Oren Kol HaLaila. On the Yontif of Shavuos, people stay up all night to learn. Mutar lehispalel koidim aneitz. It's fine to daven before sunrise the next morning, the first day Shavuos. The Chashayelchu lebeisam behashkoma, because if they're going to go home and then return for davening, Toyrechu leskabes shenis. It's very difficult and burdensome to make them come back later. But even then, one should be careful not to recite Kriyishma that early. That means before the time when you would recognize an acquaintance at 4 amos. Because we learned in Hilchos Kriyishma that you do not say Kriyishma before the Zman Mishiyaka. So even though you don't have to wait for sunrise to daven Shavuos morning, you should make sure that your Kriyishma is after Zman Mishiyakir. The Mishnah Berurah just entertains the possibility of saying, what's your option? Either daven early or make everyone come back. What about making everyone wait until sunrise? So that he addresses in the Shaar HaTzion. He says, they're up all night, it's a tircha for them to wait. by the time it's alos, you're done. Your nighttime learning is finished by then. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying from the Pima Godim that it would be fine to have a Shachris Minyan after alos. Just make sure your Kriyat Shema is after the Zman Mishayakim. Sifkatan Beis Amud HaShachar. If a person davened before sunrise, but it's after Amud HaShachar, Amud HaShachar Hu Masha Maschil HaShachar LaHavrik B'Miktsasu Ma'at Ma'at. Amud HaShachar is when the day begins to dawn, it brightens a little bit. Umash V'Machaber, and it's implied from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Koidim Heir Af B'Dievel Lo Yotza. That if he would daven before Heir Pnei Mizrach, before the east brightens, he wouldn't be Yotza. V'chein Eskimu Habi Achronim. Many Achronim agree to this. The Loi K'Magen Avram. Not like K'Magen Avram. V'ayim B'Alocha L'Gmer Alocha. There's a lengthy B'er Alocha who explains that Amud HaShachar is approximately 72 minutes before sunrise. And Heir Pnei HaMizrach is a little bit after Amud HaShachar. And the Magen Avraham and the Pichodesh hold that as soon as it's Amud HaShachar, a person could daven and it'll be Yotze because that's when the day begins. But Eliyahu Rabbo and Mati Yehudo and Vilna Gaon all hold that before Heir Pnei HaMizrach, you won't be Yotze davening, it's still considered nighttime. So Amud HaShachar is still nighttime until Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Now we're not quite sure how much time there is between Amud HaShachar and Heir Pnei HaMizrach, but it's not a lot of time. There's not much time between those two. And that's the machlekes, if you're davening Shmoneh Esrei by Amud HaShachar before Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So the Be'er Locha says, Ladina, we should be choishish for all the poskim that say you should wait for Heir Pnei HaMizrach, and that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. If he daven Misha Amud HaShachar veHeir Pnei HaMizrach Yotza, Shulchan Aruch includes Heir Pnei HaMizrach as a requirement to be Yotza Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Be'er Locha says B'Shas Adchak, if he daven before Heir HaMizrach, but it's after Amud HaShachar, L'maisa Magen Avraham Pichados Pnei Godim hold that his Yotza is davening, so it could be in case of need you would rely on that. But again, we're not dealing with a large time span. We're dealing with maybe less than 10 minutes between Amud HaShachar and Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Sifkon Gimel Pnei HaMizrach, when the east brightens, Ube'inan Sheyora Pnei Kol HaMizrach, this means the whole eastern horizon brightens. V'losagim HaShehivik HaShachin Akuda B'vod, it's insufficient to have one corner, one dot that begins to brighten. Kosa B'chidushi V'kiva Eger, the Av Shekachovim Nirin, even though you may still see stars Yidayim Berkiah in the sky, Mikamokam Yomu, that's still day. Once it's Heir Pnei HaMizrach, the fact that there are stars out is irrelevant. It's still halachically daytime, and you'd be Yotze, your Shmoneh Esrei for Shachris. Sifka and Dal Yotze B'Dievet. He'll be Yotze Davin Shachris B'Dievet from Heir Pnei HaMizrach. V'afilu Shlo B'Shas Techak, when it's not a case of need. U'B'Shas Techak, but if it's a case of need, Gom B'Mashkim, let's say it's the Derech, he gets up early to go on a trip. Okay, Gavna Shar Duchak La'Oinus, or any other similar kind of situation that he can't control, like he has to get to work. Afilu Chadchila, then this man becomes the Chadchila. U'Chadakamon B'Sivches Lain Shoma, as described later in Sivches. V'dan, you should know. The Divya Shulchan Aruch, Einam Amurim, Rakla Inan Chavis Mitzvah Tfilah Bavat. The Shulchan Aruch's words are not limited to the obligation of our mitzvah to daven shachris, the yotze ba'achar sheher mizrach, that will be yotze after the eastern sky brightens, the bezek v'higiyas mana, that the time has arrived once it dawns, the niskana keneged hatamid, because the tefillah of shachris was instituted to correspond to the carbon tamid of shachar, ushchidas hatamid hayatekif mesher mizrach, and we learn in the Gemara that they would check the carbon tamid as soon as the eastern sky brightened. Avle in kriyas shema, but when it comes to the mitzvah of shema, shekoydim hatfilah, that we do that mitzvah before Shmoneh Esrei. Lo ari mechabes mezeh. That's not the topic of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Va'ayin le'el b'simun uches mishtabur sivkon yutes. We discussed this before. In simun uches mishtabur sivkon yutes. The lo yotze mezeh dechavas kriyas shema af b'di'eved im rogalasis came. One should not make a habit of saying Kriya Shema by Heir Pnei HaMizrach. He would not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema if he does that regularly. Unless he waits until this man of Mishayakir. The first time to say Kriya Shema L'chadchila is Mishayakir, when you could notice an acquaintance at a distance of 4 amos. V'zeh me'ucher mizman de mizrach. This is a time later than Heir Mizrach. There's Amor HaShachar, Alus HaShachar, there's Heir Mizrach, and there's Mishayakir. Now, you realize Mishayakir, the way we calculate, is approximately 10 minutes after Amor HaShachar. So, somewhere between Amor HaShachar and Mishayakir is Heir Pnei Mizrach. If we say Amor HaShachar is 72 minutes for sunrise, Mishayakir is 60 minutes for sunrise, there's a 12-minute window, and in that 12 minutes is going to be your Heir Pnei Mizrach. So you're not dealing with large spans of time. The Mishnah Berurah concludes the Befrat, especially, especially if he's wearing tefillin, when he dives chakras, and he wants to make a bracha on his tefillin, the Bavadi in the Verach had Shigiyah's man the Mishayakir, then certainly he cannot make the bracha until Mishayakir. So even though the Shulchan Aruch is discussing being Yosef Shmon Esrei for Shachris by Heir Pnei Mizrach, but he's not discussing Kriyat Shema, which needs Mishayakir L'chatchila, and he's not discussing Tefillin, they can't make the bracha before Mishayakir. So ideally, everything would be after Mishayakir, so you can make a bracha in Tefillin and say Shema and so on. Se'if Katon Hey Hayoim. The Zman of Tefillah extends beyond sunrise for 4 hours, which is a third of the day. V'mayom aroich, shmona esri shos, if it's a long day of 18 hours, havishe shos alayom. So a third of the day is 6 hours from sunrise or amur hashachar, depending how you calculate. Ukshayom aroich tesha shos, if the day is 9 hours, havishe shos, then it's 3 hours. So the oilim mishar shows elifi inin ayom. These hours are calculated based on the length of the day. We call these hours shaos zmanios. These are shaos that vary depending on the time of year. Shayom is chalek l'shneim osir chalokim. We take the daylight hours and divide it into 12 pieces. 4 of those pieces are the 4 hours for the zman tefillah. Ve'inin hashlishu. So we say it's a third of the day. Shetfilas hashachar hu neged korban tomid. The davening Shachar Shmon Esrei, our Shachar Shmon Esrei corresponds to Korban Tomid Shachar. Ula Oilam Lo Echer Osom Ila Hakriv La Achar Shashiyom. They never delayed bringing the Korban Tomid Shachar past 4 hours of the day or a third of the day, and therefore that is the outer limit of our Zman Tefillah. V'tzarech Ligmor HaTefillah Shmon Esrei B'Soch Shashiyom. It doesn't mean you start your Shmon Esrei within that third. It means you finish your Shmon Esrei by the end of that third of the day. Shachar Shmon Esrei.
Mosef could be later.
It usually is. Sivkaton Vav. Oh, Avar, if he made a mistake, or he just blatantly davened late. What's the learning to say? Shebemezit Shoho Esatfila at Shoavriz Mana. Vachas Bavel. He intentionally delayed his davening until the time passed, and then he davens. Afal Piken Yotzi Chovas Tefila. He will fulfill a mitzvah of Tefila, even though it wasn't tefillah in the right time. Similarly, if he didn't daven earlier, he would have to daven after the 4 hours have elapsed until chatzos. But he does not get the schar of tefillah b'zmani. Ideally, he would daven as an adava. Kiyesh poskim, some hold shesovrim to behazed at arba shah shuv l'mosis bal klal, that if he was bemazed that he didn't daven and the 4 hours of the day elapsed, he can't daven anymore. He lost his chance. The allowance from shlish hayom to chatzos is only for someone who made a mistake, an honest, something like that, not bemazed. So therefore, if he was bemazed, he should make a tenai that he's doing it benedava if he's not required. He should daven with a condition. If mitzadadin, he's exempt. Who tars the daven? Then my davening is for an adava. Sifkaton zayin. The Ramah adds that after chatzos, there's no more shachrus. V'acher chatzos, mashma milashon harav. The language of the Ramah seems to indicate that afilu take v'acher chatzos, as soon as it hits midday, osur lispal shachrus, it's too late to daven shachrus. He's going on the previous bein avar b'mezid or tobishogi, whether this was intentional or by accident. V'yesh mekiel, there are some who are lenient. B'chatzi shor shachatzos, in the first half hour after chatzos, because it's not yet the zman mincha. The zman mincha is from a half hour after Chatzos. So there are those who say they can still daven Shacharis up until then. However, the halacha, when you look at Pima Gadim Derech Chaim, it's clear Shein Lozos Mipsak HaRav, one should not move from the decision of the Ramah not to daven after Chatzos. V'chein Mashma Be'argon, that's also implied from the Vilna Gaon's commentary. The Be'emes Kvar Giyas Man Mincha, that really this Man Mincha does begin at Chatzos, from Ascheles Mitchil Sheva. This Man Mincha should start exactly at midday. But the problem is we're not expert at midday. And maybe he'll make a mistake and think it's Chatzos and it isn't yet. Chazal said, don't dive in Mincha for a half hour. But really, it's the Zman Mincha already, and therefore you can't dive in Shacharis. So what happens? Lamaisa, it was a mistake. He was an honest, he couldn't dive in. He didn't dive in for Chatzos. Yabdin acher Chatzos Chatzisho. He waits a half hour after Chatzos. Now it's absolutely Zman Mincha for sure. V'ispa Mincha, Dam is Mincha. V'acher kach Shacharis b'toyves Hashlomo. Then he'll daven an additional Shmona Esrei to make up for the missing Shacharis. But all the hapach, you don't reverse the order. You always have to do the current Chia first. V'gam davka b'shogag onenas. This only works if it was a mistake or against his will. Al b'mezid, if he intentionally missed Shacharis, ain lo takon, there is no tashlumim. K'mosh yisbar kol zeh b'simen kuf ches. This is all explained in Simen Kuf Ches. But what happens if b'di'eved he did daven shachris shmona esrei in that half hour window sha'achar chatzos after chatzos before mincha gedayla the din is yotza ve'etzorch l'spal shenis he won't have daven tashlumim. L'mais, if he did daven shachris in that window, since practically speaking we don't daven mincha yet, he's yotza his shachris doesn't daven tashlumim. Look at Chiddush B'Kivei Eger, what he writes in the name of the Tzlach, not the Behuda, regarding this. So the notes quote the Tzlach. They should daven in the half-hour window al Tanai. If it's my mincha, it isn't my mincha. If it's not, it's my mincha, it's my shachris. And then when the half-hour passes, he davens again. If my first feeler was shachris, this is mincha. And if my first fila was mincha, then this is my tashlum for shachris. So the Tzlach has the two double tanais to make sure your bases are covered.